From the rising of the sun till its setting in the west.
God's holy name be praised.
On the lips of children by babies at the breast.
God's holy name be praised.
In the visions of the old and the dreaming of the young.
God's holy name be praised.
In the banquet halls of heaven and the forgotten corners of our hearts.
God's holy name be praised.
Let all that have life and breath praise the Lord.
Amen. We come to worship and to praise God. The best way that we praise God is when our hearts unfold before God. The best way that we praise God is that when our hands unfold before one another, sharing love and peace. And so let us do that now. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Now share it with one another. Peace. When you have finished sharing that peace far and wide, please be seated. No. Brothers and sisters, good morning.
Good morning.
Come on, good morning. Truth be told, I needed that. Truth be told, I am not quite at 100%, but also truth be told, I have nothing you can catch from me, so do not worry about it. Together, the Spirit will lift us up and carry us along. Together, we will worship God, and we will make a joyful noise today. But since I am not 100%, I thought you might help me with the welcome. It's a welcome we've done before, and so I thought you might help me finish some sentences. Taking a risk, I'm taking a gamble. If it falls flat, we'll see. So I'm going to start a sentence and see if you can finish the phrase. If I said whoever, would you know how to finish that phrase? Whoever you are, and wherever you are on life's journey, together, you are most welcome here. Amen. Welcome to the First Congregational Church of the United Church in Stockbridge. If you are new among us, we invite you to fill out one of these pew cards that we might get to know you a little bit better, that we might reach out to you and welcome you more fully into our life together. Speaking of our life together, there is some good news I need to share with you. The good news is sitting right behind me. The good news, you can only see the back of his head. But here is the good news. Council recently appointed our very own Ron Hamft as the assistant to the interim music director, which means he will be working with the choir, he will be playing the organ, he will be helping with worship. And folks, we could not be more fortunate. Let's welcome Ron. I would invite anyone who has an announcement to please come forward to this microphone. All of you who have an announcement, please come forward at this time and stand there so that you are ready to go.
Good morning. I'm Margaret Hornick, and this announcement is being made on behalf of the Mission in Action Committee. As you know, if you were here last week, we have an opportunity to contribute to an important social justice mission in the state of Massachusetts. There are two petitions being circulated to get a ballot initiative on the ballot for 2014. One would raise the minimum wage in Massachusetts, and another would permit hourly workers to accrue sick leave. These are important, as you can see, because this is a group of people that who are working but struggling, and we try to help them in a number of ways through the food pantry, through Construct, and this is another way that we can be helpful. This is a nonpartisan initiative sponsored by a coalition of faith, labor, and social justice groups. So if you'd like to sign these petitions, I will be sitting at a table again in the JE room after the service. Thanks.
This must be a morning for Mission in Action. I'm Donna Jacobs, also representing the Mission in Action Committee. You all remember, if you were here last week, we announced that we had raised over $1,000 for Construct Walk, and the Mission in Action Committee matched that with another $1,000, so we raised over $2,000. But one of our church members made a very generous and special contribution by going and asking for support for the Construct Walk. And we would like to honor Tristan Osgood today for his contribution of over $400 to the effort for Construct Walk.
The scripture reading for today is Psalm 84. It is found on page 512 in your pew Bibles. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, indeed it faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise. Happy are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. The God of gods will be seen in Zion. O Lord of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. He bestows favor and honor. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you. May God bless our understanding of these words.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of each and every one of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Friends, one of the great gifts of the Christian faith is this, is that we understand that God is everywhere. Oh, we know that we can encounter God virtually anywhere, on the hiking trail or in the kitchen, from a hospital bed or holding a child. One of the gifts of our faith and our tradition is that God is not cooped up or trapped in any one place. God can be found anywhere, and indeed everywhere. And yet, in the Christian tradition, places matter. They do. For instance, for over 1,500 years, pilgrims have flocked back to Jerusalem. They have done so to walk the very footsteps that Christ walked on the way to the cross. They do it as his mother Mary did, to retrace his steps. And those who do that pilgrimage, those who walk the way of the cross, will tell you that that experience changes them, that places, they matter. In World War II, when bombs rained down night after night after night on the city of London, there is an image that captured people's attention, and one that Londoners would say as they emerged from their basements in the morning, kept their hearts and their hopes alive. It was the Dome of St. Paul's, the great cathedral still standing after the dust had cleared, and that place, from wherever they were in the city, it gave them hope. Places matter. It would be another church feature, not a dome, but a tower flying banners of blue and gold, the colors of the marathon. A place that would inspire countless Bostonians in the wake of this year's marathon bombings. And then it would be in the shadow of that tower with those banners flapping in the wind that on the very first day that people were allowed back on Boylston Street, that people would come by the hundreds. They gathered around the base of that tower. They gathered for a worship service of healing. What mattered not so much to them was the grandeur of the building or that soaring tower or even the banners flying above, but rather the fact that the people had a place to gather, to share their joys, to share their grief. They had a place to come and encounter God. They had a place from which they could go forth, renewed, restored, and healed in order to partner with God in renewing, restoring, and healing their own corner of the world. Friends, places matter. In 1824, when our ancestors decided to erect their third house of worship, they too knew that places matter. They came home to this spot, this lovely dwelling place of God, having moved up the hill when they built their second meeting house. For this building, they returned to the very site where John Sargent first preached to the Mohican people, the site where Sargent laid the foundations of an egalitarian society of natives and Europeans, ministering to the Mohicans, partnering with them, learning their ways, learning their language, sharing with them, and learning from them. In 1824, our ancestors knew that in order to discern God's call on this church in the early 19th century, they needed to get in touch with their past, reach back and grasp the fabric of their forebears' history, stand where their forebears stood, pray to and worship the God of their ancestors and their God, and ask themselves, in what ministries was God calling them to engage in their own time? And so they built this place. You know I love this place. This is among the most beautiful places in all the world. My heart, it does indeed long for this place. They built a magnificent and gorgeous structure from which their ministries would radiate out. They built a marble foundation to last for centuries, and they erected a glorious steeple capped in gold leaf to point straight to heaven. And yet those people back then knew, as I hope we also know today, that what mattered not so much was the marble foundation or the gold-capped steeple, but instead the fact that the people of God had a place in which to gather, to share, to encounter God, and from which to go forth renewed, restored, and healed in order to partner with God in renewing, restoring, and healing our own corner of the world. Indeed, sisters and brothers, places matter. For the ancient Israelites, places mattered too, and no place mattered more than the temple. It was a sacred place to which people traveled for important events, both communal and personal. It was a place of great beauty. People would travel often for days or even weeks to mark things like Passover, the ancient story of deliverance. They would come as Jesus' parents did, parents, to offer a sacrifice for the birth of a child. Or they would come for festivals, like our psalmist did, offering first fruits of the harvest to the glory of God. If you listened to Mary's reading, what was so moving, at least for this psalmist, was not the grandeur of the temple. There wasn't a whole lot of talk of marble foundation or gold-capped steeples, but rather what made the psalmist's hearts faint and their souls cry out was an encounter with God, an encounter that renewed and restored them, an encounter that brought them into personal contact with the God of their ancestors and with their God, an encounter that saw them leaving the temples as life-giving. Did you hear Mary talk about the Valley of Baca? Have anyone here been to the Valley of Baca? I hope not, because it doesn't exist. You see, the baca is a plant that only grows in the most arid of places. It is the one plant that can manage to somehow eke out a miserable existence with almost no water. And so what this psalmist is saying is that when they leave the temple, they are so full with life that they bring life to the most arid and desolate and lifeless of places. That's what coming to church should do for us, is to allow us to leave as life-giving. Places matter. And so on this consecration Sunday, as we dig deep into our wallets and pledge back to this church a portion of the gifts that God has given to us, we remember that places matter. We remember that this place matters. I promise you, it mattered to the Wise family yesterday, who gathered to celebrate the life of Bruce and to mourn his passing. Tomorrow, it will matter for the Rogers family, who will gather to do the same. It mattered to Pam Torres, who, when faced with the darkest road any person can think to travel, chose this place to travel among us for a while before she went home to God. It mattered to Joanne Levitt, who chose to be baptized right here and to become a disciple of Christ at this font. It matters to those who catch a glimpse of God through our glorious music. It matters to people like Claire Williams, whose knowledge of God, she said, cannot be separated from this place. And it matters to our children today who are making their very same introductions to God in this very same room. This place matters because we leave here as life givers. It matters because it is from here that our ministries like our prayer shawls, our open table, our walk for hunger, our Bible studies, our book clubs, and even our potlucks. It all springs forth from this place. It is from here that relationships that last a lifetime are forged. It is here that our children become adults. It is here that we learn the ways of Christ, practice the art of peacemaking, learn to love God with all that we are, and love our neighbor as ourselves. And so today, as we consecrate our gifts to God, we remember that this place matters. But let us also remember why it matters. Because we have a place here to gather and share and encounter God. And so let us not just consecrate our pledges, but let us reconsecrate ourselves to the mission to which our forebears dedicated their lives when they laid that marble cornerstone in this place, so that this place will still matter to us, to Stockbridge, the Berkshires, and most importantly, let us consecrate our lives that this place might matter to God. If you agree, would you say amen?
Amen.
Let us sing. Friends, you may be seated. So the time has finally come. Hopefully there has been prayer. Hopefully there has been conversation. Hopefully there has been discernment. But now is the moment when we give back to God from that which has been given to us. Today, rather than the deacons coming around to collect your offerings, we're going to have you bring forth both your pledges, if you have them, and your offerings. You may place your pledges right here, face down on this silver tray, and any offering that you have to offer, you may place in one of these wooden bowls. We will allow the choir to go first, partly so that they can get up and sing you a song. But then the deacons will dismiss you row by row, starting on the outside. We ask you to go down and then come up the center to make your pledge before returning. We will make loops like we normally do. Friends, the truth is this. All that we have and all we might yet be are gifts from our loving God, the Creator. The choice that is before us is how much of that gift do we need to keep for ourselves. It is in that spirit that our pledges and our offering will now be received. Thank you. Holy and loving God, we give back to you from what you have first given to us. We ask that you send down your Holy Spirit in spectacular ways, that these gifts and these pledges might be transformed into ministries of grace and healing, of hope and restoration. God, send your love down upon each and every one of us, that we too may be reconsecrated in our lives, that we may find new calling and new ways to be your servants on this day and every day. And let the people who are gathered say, Amen. You may be seated.
Please join in prayer. We beseech you, O God, for this your church and for your church throughout the world. May the church grow in the faith of the cross and the power of the resurrection. May your Spirit minister to it continually the redemption and reconciliation of all things. Keep it in your eternal unity, in great humility, in godly fear, and in your own pure and peaceable wisdom, so easy to be entreated. Make it swift and mighty in the cause of the dominion of the heaven. Cover, establish, and enlighten it, that it may seem through all that obscures the time, and that it may move in the shadow of your wing with faith, obedience, sacrifice, and godly power through Jesus Christ, our Sovereign. Amen. And now we break our own silence to pray together the prayer Jesus taught us, saying, Our God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And so, brothers and sisters, once again, we come to gather at this table. All are welcome at this table, no matter who you are and no matter where you are on life's journey. Remember, you are welcome here, which means here. You are welcome at this table because this is not our table. This is not the Christian church's table. This is the table of Jesus Christ. And he bids all who would come to come and to be fed. We remember the great story of this table, that it was on the night in which it was betrayed. Jesus gathered his disciples, his closest friends, around this table. And as they were sitting sharing the meal, he took bread. He gave thanks for that bread. He blessed that bread. And before them, he broke it, saying, This is my body, which has been broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. We remember that it was in the same way that after supper, Jesus took the cup, the fruit of the vine. He lifted that cup up before them. He gave thanks for it. He blessed it. And he said, This is the cup of the new covenant. This is my blood that has been poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink, all of you, and do so in remembrance of me. Friends, we remember the story of the rest of that night as well. We remember that after he fed his disciples at this table, that around this table with him was in fact one who was going to deny him, one who was going to betray him. And all of them were going to leave him in his deepest and darkest hour. And Jesus knew it, and he shared this meal with them anyway. And so if you were thinking for just a moment that you might not be welcome at this table, think again. This is Christ's table, and all of you, truly all of you, are welcome. Before we can eat, though, we need to do what good Christian people do, and that is we need to bless these elements. I would ask you to raise one hand or two, however energetic you are, and to aim them here at the elements on this table, to imagine all of your love flowing out of your fingertips and landing on these elements. And I want you to lift up your eyes for just a moment and notice that as you bless these elements, you cannot help but bless everyone in front of you and the choir who is blessing you right back. So let us pray. Holy and loving God, send your Spirit down among us. Send it deep within this bread. May it dive deep within this cup. That this meal we are about to take becomes a holy meal for us, and through it we encounter your living presence. God bless this meal and all who are about to share from it. And let the whole church say, Amen. Friends, if you remember, just a few short minutes ago, you came forward. You brought your pledges. You brought your offerings. You made promises to God. You came up here to do so. And so in the same way, we are going to have you do the exact same thing. But not to give anything to God. Not to give one iota to God. But instead to let God give everything, even life, back to you. For that is what is in this meal. We will use the ancient prayer of intinction. You will be invited to come forward in the same order you came forward for your pledges. You'll be invited to take a piece of this bread and then to turn to one of the sides, to dip that bread in the cup, and to eat it right there immediately on the spot before returning to your seat. Good news, as always, our bread is gluten-free and our cups are full of non-alcoholic grape juice so that there might not be any barrier to those who are hungry and thirsty. The choir is going to go first here again, so please let them clear, and then once again, the deacons will dismiss you to come forward. If you are not able to come forward, but if you are hungry and thirsty, would you please let that deacon know so that we can swing by and offer the meal to you when all else has been served? Friends, this is the feast of God, and it's been prepared for you, the people of God. Come, for all is now ready.
this drink, and most importantly, for your love made manifest. God made this meal so nourish our bodies and made it so feed our souls that we leave this place of life in the valleys of Baca in our own life might spring to life simply by our speaking prayer. God, we give you thanks for this meal, for the chance to eat of it together, and for the chance to gather in this truly lovely place. And let the whole church say, amen. Friends, the time of worship here within the sanctuary is drawing to a close that we might worship our God anew beyond these walls. Before we go, though, a couple of invitations. I can already see some of you are a little bit worried that I've forgotten a great tradition of this church. Trust us, we have not. For those of you who have brought things to the food pantry or money to donate, what we consider our great active prayer of thanksgiving. We will do it on your way out of this building. There are baskets here at the door. There are baskets back there at the door. On your way out, feel free to make your active prayer of thanksgiving in that way. I have talked to Ron. You can ask him yourself. He has told me that he will not be the least offended. In fact, he would encourage you to go ahead and do so during this prayer, in his postlude. I understand old traditions die hard. And so if you'd rather remain seated during the postlude, that is all good. In any case, I also hope that you will eventually make it your way through those doors that we might share a time of food and conversation. Now, friends, let us close this worship with one of the great hymns of the modern church. Please rise to your feet if you're able.
Thank you.
Friends, leave now with this blessing. As you go forth from this place, may you love God so much that you love nothing else too much. And may you fear, honor, respect God just enough that you need fear nothing else at all. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds as one in the body of Christ Jesus until we meet again. And let the church say, Amen. Congratulations. Thank you. Ask Donna, the one who gave that to you, because she has the number. Thank you.
Donna?
Yeah, the woman who gave the plaque to you.
Okay.
I'll show her to you later. Cocktails are best when blessed?
I absolutely,
Catherine.